Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 483 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 25?
Yep.
Episode 25, Brothers in Arms.
It aired August 9th, 2003, written by Jackie Marchand, the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Directed by Chuck Haskell.
A guy.
A guy.
A director.
Also, I call his name on here is Charlie, so I nicknamed his nickname.
This is Charles Haskell, thank you.
Charles was his father.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm's pretty good. I don't have any new ways to say it. We've been doing this for 400, like almost 500 episodes, and like I don't have any new ways to say that you should watch the show with us. But I think you should, because I'm genuinely enjoying Ninja Storm. Also, this is nothing to do with Ninja Storm, but I have a cup of soda, so I feel like a real fancy boy right now.
Was that orange?
It's pink. It's a little hard to tell through the webcam, but it's watermelon. It's the watermelon soda, which is, I think, HEB's best soda, and I'm genuinely going to miss it when I move, so I might buy a case to bring home. But I had the case of the HEB watermelon slice, hashtag non-spawn, and some Mountain Dew Code Red that my brother got because he knows I will not drink Code Red. And sometimes I do like a regular Mountain Dew, so he got it so I wouldn't drink any. So I'm bringing him up the stairs to my apartment, and I miss a step, and so I just kind of go forward. And when I hit it, the Mountain Dew is fine, but the box of the watermelon slice exploded, and they all went crashing down. So most of them are that weird, like when you drop a soda and it's not broken, but the part right where you got to open it is like bumped up because you dropped it too hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens, but that happens. So most of them are like that. So I got to drink them out of a cup like a real fancy lad. And it's weird. And it's real hard not to just like completely destroy the whole soda in one gulp. Because cups are, I guess, too much responsibility for me.
That's the reason for the mouth on the can is it acts as like a governor and just like restricts access to the soda inside.
Yeah, it's like, hey man, you can only get as much as we will give you, and you gotta let air flow out.
Do you remember in like the 90s, so soda can mouths were like half the size that they are now, and then they came out with like the wide mouth can, and then that's what cans are now, is the old wide mouth.
No, they used to be smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be like the size of the pop tab. It used to be about that same, just like little.
That would be so weird. That's enough to put like a straw in and that's it.
But now we got the wide mouth.
That's weird. I do not remember that even a little bit. I do remember there being a thing about wide mouth soda tabs, but I thought that they were like the whole like bottom half. You just crack that open.
No, they're just regular mouths now.
It's just what it is now?
Everyone's got a big mouth now.
I guess not even 90 kids remember that one, because I don't remember that, so it can't be all 90s kids. Anyway, we're going to go watch Brothers in Arms right now.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form! Back, and we watched Brothers in Arms.
We did. Hey, can I tell you the worst thing about Ninja Storm so far?
Chubo.
Well, yes, Chubo. Can I tell you the second worst thing? And it's not a bad thing. It's just inconvenient. It's that these episodes have so much going on, it takes me like 45 minutes to watch them.
See, I feel like I sat down to watch this episode and then it was over.
I feel exactly.
Like, I feel like it went so fast.
Even beyond the fact that I keep pausing to, like, take notes and stuff, I felt like this one was like a 30-minute bonus-sized episode.
I feel like the problem, or what may have made it feel like that, is that it definitely ended once, but then had more.
That is true.
And then it did end, but when it did end, I was like, okay, now what? And then it was over.
Yeah, We'll get there. We'll talk about it. I thought the episode...
I felt like I only watched it for 10 minutes. Maybe I had 2x speed on Netflix.
Does Netflix have that option?
I don't think so.
HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue. We also got some classic feeds updated up through Terp. So you can go listen to old episodes in a podcatcher form. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Iapula Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podnight. It's Zulu, Josh. I don't know. Also, there was no pronunciation. That's mostly a guess. I'm sorry if it's very wrong. That's just where we are now.
We still have a lot more to go, and you're already reaching for Zulu?
I just scroll all the way down. What I do is I just scroll. Not to, like, part the kimono, but I just scroll and I stop it, and that's usually what I pick. Because I don't remember all the ones I did before, but I know I haven't done Zulu yet.
Is anything under Zulu?
No, it's the last language. It's the final language. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Podperry. And sometimes you're like, man, I only have a little bit of time to listen to a podcast, but I don't know what I want to listen to. And then Podperry just shows up carrying a satchel of podcasts and he give you one.
Just cradling a giant iPhone.
Hey, here's a podcast you might like. It's called The Morphin Grid. Goodbye.
And then you play it.
And he fixes your motorcycle. And
you play it and it's just Katy Perry's roar.
What?
When you said Pod Perry, I was like, oh, like Katy Perry.
Okay.
So they tell you it's a podcast, but it's just Katy Perry songs.
It's just Katy Perry. It's only one. We only got the rights to Roar.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. All of the music in the podcast is replaced with Katy Perry songs.
Okay.
The podcast
there we go.
Content is the same, but all the music is Katy Perry.
So instead of the theme song for our show, it would be Katy Perry's Roar.
It would be Katy Perry's Roar. Yeah.
I think the most Morphin Grid a Katy Perry song can get. Actually, we're like Waking Up in Vegas off of her debut album. I think that's her best song.
I don't think I know that one.
It's pretty good. I know she got pretty weird a while ago, and I don't know if she's like still cool to talk about. Probably not.
We could do Steve Perry, and it's all Journey songs.
You know, or it could still be Steve Perry, but it would be Cherry Pop and Daddy songs. A much smaller market, but the guy's name is still Steve Perry.
Take your pick. 3 Perrys?
For the price of none.
It's a Perry roulette here on podperry.com.
Anyway, you can leave us a rating review on any of those websites. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. And we appreciate it. And when this releases, it will be most of my income. So I very much appreciate it. We also understand if now's not the time. We get it. It's a weird time. There's better causes to give your money to than us. So, you know, ball's in your court. Now, Josh, this is a Monday episode, so we don't have to do any of this stuff. But while I was still watching the episode for forever, you said you found an article.
Yeah, I got it here.
What's it about?
It's on WeGotThisCovered.com.
Okay.
And it says the entire original Power Rangers team may return for upcoming reboot.
Okay.
And when I was reading it, I was confused. I'm not going to read the whole article because, I mean, that's it. That's the gag right there.
Right. Yeah, that's most of it.
But I originally was confused because it specifically talks about Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson. And I was like, is this an old article from the first movie?
This is an article from 2016.
But it's not. It's saying the whole first group, of course, without Tui Trang, unfortunately, may return for the reboot. So here's the fun part, though. And it says, while you might think the 90s setting would be an issue with bringing back the original team, seeing as they can't visibly pass teens anymore, our sources say de-aging tech.
No!
Which we've seen a lot of lately in everything from Avengers Endgame to The Irishman will be used to get them looking a lot younger than they do now.
No!
So just picture dad bod Austin St. John, but
young Austin St. John face. But young hot Austin St. John face. No. First of all, we got this covered. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
If they're going to reboot Power Rangers movies, they're not going to do it with the original Power Rangers, like, as the Power Rangers.
That's so buck wild to even think that.
But their sources are very good, because they also told them about a Transformers reboot and a Beauty and the Beast Gaston spinoff, which have both been confirmed as true. So,
okay, well,
I hope you guys are ready to watch JDF and Austin St. John have weird
on camera together
teen dad body fights.
But they're not going to be on the, because they don't get along. They're not going to be on the same shot together. So it'll be it'll be shot of Jason, shot of Tommy, shot of Jason, shot of Tommy.
Maybe they'll just do that whole CG technology that put Aubrey Hepburn in a commercial recently.
Oh yeah, or the one where they where
everything
they
looks just a little not right.
See, that would be horrifying. If everyone was just like, hey, here's what we would look like if we were coated in wax. No, thank you.
I was listening to Hey, Do You Remember?, which is like a old movie podcast.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Space Jam. And they were like, the crazy part about this movie is that this is almost every movie now.
Yeah.
It's just people interacting with props that are going to be like CG'd in later.
Yeah. I think it's about time we do another, like, traditionally animated, or I guess 2D animated, because you would probably use computers, but like a Roger Rabbit, which still holds, is like the high watermark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've watched Roger Rabbit recently.
I haven't.
It's still better than, like, the interaction between cartoon and human is still better than literally any other movie that's done it since. But like, yeah, Space Jam and Roger Rabbit and like Cool World, which was not great. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't actually remember Cool World.
I don't think I know that, but that is.
It's Brad Pitt. There's a sexy cat lady, I think. It's like what if Who Framed Roger Rabbit had no licensed characters and was like hornier. But it's been a very long time since I've watched it, so I don't actually remember anything about it. But like, yeah, I think it's time to go back to that and not just do, here's Sonic the Hedgehog hanging out with cops.
Yeah, because when you look at, like, I don't know so much about the new trilogy, but the prequel trilogy for Star Wars, it's just a bunch of guys in front of a green screen.
Oh, yeah. I saw this this thing that was like, here's George Lucas in front of all the miniatures and, like, costumes and stuff from the original trilogy. And it's just, like, him in his huge room. There's a whole bunch of stuff and a lot of little tiny space fighters. And, like, and then here's him in the prequel trilogy. It's just him on a green screen.
It's a little sad. I just watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey like Saturday.
Getting ready for the third one.
Because I saw the trailer and I got psyched. And then the only thing I'm worried about is that the end of Bogus Journey seems to be completely retconned. But that's fine.
I mean, I haven't seen Bogus Journey. Does it end with them being the biggest people in the world?
It ends with their performance at the Battle of the Bands, which is televised across the entire world. Because Denomalos, like, hijacked the cameras so he could show everyone that he killed them, but he didn't.
Right.
And, like, over the credits, there's just a bunch of newspaper and magazine things about how, like, they've achieved world peace and, like, all this stuff is, like, really good because they played, a Kiss song.
Sure. These two dudes played a Kiss song and that fixed everything.
But they also, they travel through time, like they go to the future and then come back so they can learn how to play.
Right.
So when they come back, they have kids, but they each have a son. One is named Little Ted and one is named Little Bill.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that their daughters in the new movie are Little Ted and Little Bill. So I'm curious about that.
I mean, look, they might be.
They could be.
I haven't seen Bogus Journey in a while. But going off of that, and I watched the trailer for the new movie twice, because I watched it the first time, was like, okay, all right. And the second time I was like, all right, let me just check this out one more time just to make sure. Because I'm always worried when they're like, hey, we're doing a sequel, but at the same time, I'm like, at least it's not a reboot. But it looks to me like maybe there's going to be some like, oh, hey, we actually screwed up time, and now there's alternate timelines and stuff.
I think that, because the first one is just like, they go back in time to, like, grab historical figures so they could pass history class.
Which is such a low-stakes thing, and I love it. I love that it's like that. And then do they fight Death in that one? Or do they play Chet? No, that's the second
Death
one.
Death is in the second one because the Nomalos sends the evil robot Usses back to kill them. And then so they have to go over the whole afterlife so they can come back and then win.
Yeah.
So I think the third one is gonna be either like different futures or alternate timelines or alternate dimensions or something that they're like traveling between so they can find the song.
Yeah.
That they wrote, because they're gonna steal the song from themselves.
Which is very villain Ted. I'm very excited about that. Anyway, this is all to say, please don't de-age the Power Rangers. That would be ghoulish.
I almost guarantee that Bill and Ted's going to have a de-aged Bill and Ted that they, like, have to interact with at some point.
There was a de-aged Bill in... Because Alex Winters is Bill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, okay, because Keanu Reeves is Ted. There was a clip of someone being like, so, when you're Bill, how do you do it? And he goes, I play Ted. And the guy's like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. He's like, yeah, you should be. It's very funny. There's a de-aged Bill in a Walmart commercial. It's the one where there's a bunch of space people for, like, the delivery or pickup or whatever. And it's just – it's now Alex Winters and young version of him being like, whoa, time travel. Walmart's totally rad. So, like, I would put my life savings, which is not a lot, on there being de-aged Bill and or Ted.
Yeah, life savings is a hoax.
It seems like a prank, right? When you hear about it, you're like, yeah, no way.
Life savings is always just current savings.
Life savings is just like, I haven't spent my tax return in a couple years. And it's not a ton, if we're being completely honest.
I've been saving it my whole life.
Anyway, do you want to talk about Brothers in Arms?
Yeah.
All right, let me find my notes.
Oh, man, I hope it's not like... Because they can't get Tweet Trang, I hope it's not like the original team and Karen Ashley.
That would be less than ideal. I will take that over them just replacing her and being like, everyone act cool.
Or just like CGing her in.
Just like deepfaking her face onto someone.
And just like hacking up her old lines for her dialogue.
No, that didn't work in the new Star Wars, and it would not work with a show they had to get 90-year-old dialogue from. Yeah, I don't think there's any good way to do that unless you just reboot it and go, here's new Trini.
Yeah.
Which was what they did in the new movie.
If they're gonna be in it in a past a cameo capacity, just let them be like the parents or something.
Either the parents or like a previous team of Rangers. Just give me
Austin
a shot.
St. John should just be Ernie.
No, I mean, Paul Schreier should be
Paul
Ernie.
Paul Schreier should be Ernie, but I mean...
But Austin St. John could be Ernie, too. He'd be hot dad bot Ernie.
Who could karate kick your face off.
That would be a fun twist. Monsters attack it, and they're like, oh, we don't have time to morph. There's too many people around. And Ernie just squares up and beats down some putties. That would be dope as hell. Anyway, we start off on dirt biking, like we do a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Hunter, Blake is...
That's what happens with three-fifths of the team is dirt bikers.
Yeah, it's weird that they were like, the original three, you're all different. You're all different extreme sports. And then they got to the new ones, it's like, ah, we ran out. You can use dirt bike too, I guess. But you'll be better, cooler dirt bikers than Dustin, who we like more.
It's like a weird, like, this is how Dustin met them, but now it has to be part of their character going forward.
I feel like if they would have just been, like, all-around extreme sporters, I feel like that would have...
Yeah, because what extreme sport would be, like, thunder?
Sitting on a sled?
Maybe... Instead of extreme sports, they could have been in a band.
That would have been cool, too. Mm-hmm. I think I might have liked that more, especially if there would have been a third one to round out the trio.
Yeah.
Because unless you're Bill and Ted, you can't have a band of two people.
Bill and Ted's band has at least four people.
Who are the other guys?
The princesses. The princesses are on keyboards and drums, and Death is on bass.
This is a weird band.
And Station plays the bongos, and the good robot Usses are the dancers.
You're a lot deeper in the Bill and Ted lore than I am, by a lot.
I love Bill and Ted.
No, I know. We were there a long time ago when we were young and had ambitions. We went to a Ren fair, and then we got in trouble for not dressing up. And we're like, next time we come here, we should dress up like Bill and Ted, like we just time traveled. And I'm sad we never got a chance to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe someday. But we're old now. So, like, I don't know how cool. We'll have to be old Bill and Ted.
I'll have to buy a button-down shirt to be Ted.
Oh, you get to be Ted? Oh, you're taller, so that's fair.
I'm taller and I have the...
You get the hair for it.
Hair shape.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I'll be the other guy.
Well, Bill's my favorite of the two.
I haven't watched the movies in so long, I don't remember. I only remember that it's Bill S. Preston Esquire is a joke about him, and that I like that.
And Ted Theodore Logan.
Is his middle name Theodore?
I think.
Or is he Theodore Ted Logan, but he did it backwards because
he's
stupid.
No, Ted Theodore Logan.
So Theodore is long for Ted in this situation.
Yes. Okay. Or is his middle name? I've never seen it, if it's written with quotations or not.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to, maybe the third one. We've got some questions, Bill and Ted Face the Music. Release the Theodore cut. We're so off the fucking rails. All right, so they're dirt. So this is my first note, and we have not gotten past it. They're dirt biking. Hunter blows a sprocket or a gasket or some other machine empire, and he peters out and loses, or comes in second, but then the bike is like junked because like the last jump that they're taking, and Blake gets past him.
Yeah, when he goes off the jump, I don't know anything about any kind of vehicle or motor.
Uh huh.
But I'm assuming it made a noise or something, because Kelly is there, and she's like, oh, no.
Well, there was, like, a little explosion.
I don't know how I didn't see that.
You might have blinked, because that's how long it was. It was like, just and then he was like, I'm a bike.
Just think about station, man.
So we kind of cut to later. They're like, oh, man, it's all ruined. Kelly's like, hey, what happened? And did you blow a blah, blah, blah? And he's like, yeah. And then he just, like, has it. He's like, I like, got it out, but it's messed up. And she's like, all right, well, you got to fix it for the next race. He's like, it's going to take me at least 5 hours to do that. And the next race is in 2 hours.
Yeah, the way she was like, do you think you can have it fixed by the next motocross or whatever she said? I was like, oh, like a couple days? But no, it's in two. They just are constantly having races.
I think it's like in like regular stock car, or not like regular stock car racing, but like local stock car racing, you do like heats, which are basically just like,
oh, okay.
Each one is its own little race, but then the points add up over the course of it, and how well you do in one determines where you start in the other, etc. I think it's like that, but I have no proof one way or the other. But he's like, yeah, no, it's gonna take me 5 hours, and they're like, no one could fix this in less time than that. And then here comes our man Perry. cradling like a swaddled babe his toolbox.
It's a massive tool. It's like a tool chest, like a third section of a tool chest. He's just like holding it. He's like, I can fix it.
He's like, I could do that. And they're like, like in 2 hours? He's like, yeah, probably. And they're like, what do we gotta lose? Give it a shot. I wish this would have been Dwayne.
A lot of weird people just hang out at the motocross track.
Why wasn't this just Dwayne?
They couldn't get the actor back.
Was Dwayne busy, do you think?
He wasn't answering the phone. A guy with a mullet like that is always busy, Jake.
You're right. He's too busy fucking somewhere.
Lucky they got him the first time.
So they're like, all right, yeah, cool. And the guy just like, Perry just like goes to town on this. And then they're like, they're at the start and Blake's there. And they're like, oh, I told you it wasn't going to work. And then Perry just wheels it up. Is like, hey, your bike's all fixed. Also, I did another thing. And then he says it and it sounds like it could be a thing. But I don't motocross, so I don't know what it is.
It's even better, faster, stronger now than when I fixed it.
Yeah, I juiced it up wicked good.
I fixed plused it.
Yeah, this is a new game plus bike now. And he's like, cool. And he's like, he turns around and he turns back to say, like, thanks to Perry. And Perry's just gone. Like a ghost.
Yeah, like a like a drifter. He's just like, we watch him walk away. It's just like Hunter turned in like just the right time that Perry was always out of his vision and just left.
And they're just gone because they don't have peripheral vision, I guess, because they could, they're in a wide open space. They could have just been like, there he is. He's just right over there.
Bye, Perry.
And then Perry went, bye, guys.
Whatever, Perry, go inside.
But he just disappeared like a ghost, fixing right what once went wrong, but only with dirt bikes. So then we cut to Storm Chargers, and they got, like, the trophy, and Dustin's like, whoa, you got it. And then it cuts back, and Hunter won it because he did so good in his other races because of Perry's good fixing. And he's like, yeah, this weird guy fixed the bike and then disappeared. And he was, and Dustin's like, oh, was it Dwayne? And he's like, no, it was like a skinny guy, and he was kind of weird. And they're like, oh, that's Perry. He's like a motocross genius, but he's also real weird.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you know him? And Dustin's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. We don't know how. We never find out how Dustin knows him, other than like he just hangs around at the track and fixes bikes for free.
I'm sure he just like he's run into him at some point before. Earlier, Kelly was like, if you want to be a serious team, you got to get a real mechanic on your side. On your team. And instead of them being like, well, that would be your job, team manager, who would have to pay him because we can't because we work retail.
Yeah, that's also your fault, Kelly.
Yeah, that's also on you. But
it's weird because Kelly is definitely like their team manager, but feels a little bit like she's also like the race organizer.
I think Storm Chargers operates or sponsors the race or something, because she definitely seems like she is in charge of it, but then also it seems like they are on her team,
right,
or something, which is a real bummer. That
it's a shifty look when your team is winning the races that you put on.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. Kelly's she's greasing some wheels, I guess.
Well, Perry's greasing the wheels,
you're right.
Kelly's reaping the bennies.
Yeah, she's just raking in all that good dirt bike prize money.
Trophies?
I don't know how this operates on Power Ranger logic, which is don't worry about it. So they're like, hey, do you know where Perry lives? And Dustin's like, yeah, he lives in that weird part of town by the abandoned train tracks. And they're like, okay, sure. So they just go there? To Perry's motocross lab?
That he lives in, which is, like, from the outside, an abandoned factory?
It's like an abandoned, half-burnt-out factory that he just lives there? With his motocross experiments?
And it's just, like, a bunch of different colored water bubbling in tubes.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm assuming that is, like, fuel enhancers, because mostly bikes aren't wet.
No, it's just a bunch of like mad scientist lab stuff, but there's like a dirt bike too.
And a weird chair. So they come into his motocross lab and they just kind of cyber bully him into being their new mechanic.
Bully him, right? Like they're mean, like bad guys.
like the first thing Hunter does, it starts out kind of innocuous because Hunter's like, hey, what's up? Like, and they're like, oh, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, we want you to be our mechanic. And he's like, no, I got a lot of stuff going on. And then Hunter like reaches for something. There's like a wrench hanging by like a chain and he like touches it and it falls down. He's like, oops, sorry. And I was like, okay, maybe that was an accident. But then they just keep like touching stuff and like doing things like, hey, you better do my homework or else maybe I'll break your science experiment kind
of
thing.
It's a lot of just like alpha moves.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Blake is like, hey, man, you got to join the team or Hunter's going to get mad. And you don't want Hunter to get mad because he'll wreck the whole lab on purpose.
No, that's not what he said. Because Hunter's like, don't make me beg. And then Blake's like, it would be ugly if Hunter begged. You don't want that.
He begs with his fists.
He begs by punching you in the mouth and breaking all of your stuff. And he's going to rip up your motocross books.
It's tense and threatening the whole time. It's really strange.
It's weird because like I know that like we like Hunter and Blake. Yeah. I almost said Hunt and Blaker. That's not their names.
Hunt and Blaker.
We like Hunt and Blaker.
Yeah.
Fine. Perry seems like a good dude, But he's like clearly on, like, he's like the victim here in a way, because they are coming and they cyberbully him into doing it. But then also, he's weird and shifty, like a creepy mad scientist that you're not supposed to sympathize with. So it's like, who do we like here? Whose side are we on?
I don't know. It's a tough scene.
The answer is Tori, because she has really nice hair in this episode. She's not in it a lot, but when she is, her hair is very good.
It looked the same to me as it always does.
No, it's a little different, and I will explain the differences when we get there. Because I wrote it down, because I made a note of it, because it looked very nice. So they're like, are you going to do it or not, basically? And he's like, yeah, I'll meet you at the track tomorrow, and then we'll talk about it there. And they're like, okay, cool. And they leave, and then he, like, because, like, Blake goes to, like, pull, a sheet off a thing. He's like, oh, is this your bike? And he goes to pull it. He's like, no, don't touch it. I don't want it to get dirty. And we see, like, a motorcycle half.
Yeah, it's, like, the back, like, part of it. But then Blake holds his hands up and he's like, bro, we wash.
We wash. We're not
what
just...
is that?
Because they just did a dirt bike. So they'd be covered in dirt filth.
I guess.
But they're like, no, we wash our hands and take showers
also,
after we go dirt biking.
I don't know. When you're going to someone else's place, just, like, respect their space.
That is what makes me the most nervous here, is that they're just not being good guests. They're just like, I'm just going to knock this stuff over. I'm going to play with these things. And Perry, he's going to be like, please don't. Oh, all right, let me get that back. Like, all that kind of stuff. It's just like, you're like bullies. You're like high school bullies in a thing. So they leave. And then we kind of like cut to later. He's sitting in this like big chair, and the chair has handlebars on it, and that is connected psychically through a magic helmet that has tubes and wires going to it to a like a part of a bike that has like two pairs of hands on the handlebars there doing what Perry does.
Is this what the fluid is for?
It's
is
brain
it like,
fluid.
It's hydraulics for the weird arms.
Maybe.
There's a line later that makes it seem like he's pumping the fluid into his head.
Yeah. But there's like a lightning strike and there's like a blast. It's like, ah, and then we just cut to Ninja Ops.
This crazy experiment goes terribly wrong. Who would have thought?
And we just like walk away from it. And the rest of the episode, they're like, I wonder who that could be. And I'm like, oh, I've seen a show before, so I think I figured out who it could be.
It's really weird because this scene has no room to breathe, because as soon as the lightning strikes and everything blows up, it smash cuts to Ninja Ops where they're watching a monster on the viewing globe.
Yeah, like immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like this guy's got a gold face and he's in like a cloak with some like gold epaulets on the shoulders. And like, we'll find out this guy's name later, but I saw him and went, that's like Green Goblin if he was gold.
It's Green Goblin. Yeah.
That's Gold Goblin.
From when he's in the fire and he has that like blanket over his head.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's pretending to be a woman in trouble.
And then Peter Parker, who famously has like spider sense to know when something bad's going to happen, is like, it should be fine. But yeah, it's like it's just this like new thing. And they're like, what's this guy's deal? Let's go check it out. But the way they phrase it is like, we already know this isn't one of Lothar's, right?
Yeah.
So, but they don't. Because later they're like, I don't know where he came from. But then they're like, well, I guess he's not Lothar's because of this thing. But like, it's at Perry's house. Like, we know. We should know what's going on. Because I was like, oh no, are we going to get another Fly episode? But it's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde episode.
Yeah. I thought he was going to become a motorcycle.
I did too, because, well, later on, it seems like that was the plan originally. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, it's all he says is, like, I'm running experiments to revolutionize motorcycling.
And it's like, I'm gonna do a turbo team, but instead of when I eat spicy food, I turn into a car with a big butt, I'm going to turn into a motorcycle.
Shift to the turbo.
This is when Tori's hair looks very nice. It's like a loose, low braid. It just looks very good. It's just very good hair.
I didn't notice.
Well, one of us likes Tori more than the other one, I guess. They morph. They get on the tsunami cycles. They leave. They go to, like, confront him. And they're like, hey, what are you doing here, creepo? And he just tears it off. Tears off the, like, cloak. And he's like this. He's Green Goblin, but he's gold.
Yeah, he's Bronze Goblin.
He's just straight up Gold Goblin. But, like... So then he also has a motorcycle that looks like it was made out of three different motorcycles. It's like if I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of, and I think it's do you remember when the Psycho Rangers turned into their monster forms?
Yeah.
And they were like elemental creatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you took the yellow, blue, and red suits and put those around three parts of a motorcycle.
Made a motorcycle casing out of them.
Because like the front is like yellow, but it's like lightning-y kind of, and there's like an icy blue part, and the back is like fire and red, and it looks like a Frankenstein motorcycle, but it's his.
It's a monster motorcycle.
And then they did the MASH, the Monster MASH.
Was a great MASH.
That's what I hear. I would like to know whatever happened to the Transylvania Twist. Is mostly my question about that.
It lost the Halloween Wars, man.
I guess
Monster MASH is the WWE of Halloween songs.
Oh, poor Transylvania Twist being the WCW. Deserves so much better. I saw a tweet the other day that was like old, but it just like popped back up, and it was, we've never actually heard the Monster MASH. We heard a song about the Monster MASH.
Well, the Monster MASH is just the dance that they do.
Yeah, but it's also a song.
Yeah.
There's also some the song coming about, to arrest me because I'm onto something.
The song is about the dance.
Waiting for this cop car to leave.
Yeah, so it'll never leave. You're under arrest for questioning the Monster MASH.
So the lyrics of the song by Bobby Boris Pickens is, it makes it sound like the Monster MASH is the dance because they do the MASH. But it also is a song. So it's like the Twist, how like the Twist is a song and a dance.
Right.
That's the Monster MASH. But the song, the Monster MASH, that we know, that you and I know and love from Halloween, that's about the Monster MASH. It's so not it's, the Monster MASH.
So you're telling me Monster MASH is ghostwritten by Tenacious D?
Yes. It's not the best song in the world.
It's a song about a song they can't remember.
Yes. That's the Monster MASH. So they do the Monster MASH on...
We cracked the code.
We've done it.
We've blown everything
wide open. The cops coming
back
now that... Oh, now we've really broken through. I'm getting wicked arrested now.
We opened the Winyo... the Winyo?
The what? I love Winyo from Gullah Gullah Island.
We opened the window... And now the ball is in Transylvania Twist court.
Your move, Transylvania Twist. Also, Dracula has sons, like plural, according to that song. I don't know.
Yeah, every woman that looks at him falls in love with him. Of course he has children.
But they can't... They're dead bodies, sort of, so they can't make children.
Oh, we don't know that.
They need Frankenstein hooked up... Haven't you seen Van Helsing, the 2004 movie?
Once in theaters.
It's actually very good.
It is. I liked it.
It made so much money. I'm furious there was not a franchise. This is not the podcast. We're way far off the tracks.
What, two notes in? We got.
I mean, like seven. So anyway, they do a bike fight. Cam joins them, immediately goes into super mode. This doesn't really help so much.
Yeah,
because
think,
here's the weird part.
I think this is a lot of the reason why it went so fast for me is that it went from, hey, Perry blew up during an experiment. Here's a monster. Cam is here. He took the vest off. Like, this all happens within 2 minutes.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is he never uses the no vest form. He just flips his face around. Because we cut to Lothar, who's like, hey, who is this guy? And Capri jumps in and is like, that's our friend, Motodrone, from when we were at band camp, and looks at Mara like, right, Mara? Right? And she's like, yes.
She's super confused. She's like, I don't remember. Oh, was he the weird pale kid?
With the bagpipes?
With the bagpipes. And Capri's like, yeah, whatever. Just play along.
Yeah, Mara. And Zircane's like, hold on. It looks like, no, shut up. I'm proud of my nieces. You did great. This is a really good monster you have. Great job, both of you. And then we leave. And then we cut to inside somewhere with other humans where the Thunder Rangers are fighting Ghoul Goblin. The other Rangers that were just fighting him, gone. How do the Thunders know? Doesn't matter. Where are they? No idea. That's just what's happening right now. Blake gets like knocked to the ground. Hunter fights him off, but gets injured doing it, and so but like he hurts Ghoul Goblin enough that he like walks away, he like, you know, stumbles away and then like teleports out
because they have been unable really to touch him at all.
Yeah,
Because it was when Cam shows up, he throws the vest down, turns his helmet around, turns the hat backwards. And yeah. He goes to like slash him, but Gold Goblin just like forearms it and blocks it.
Yeah.
And they're not able to get anything going. But when Hunter gets knocked down, he slashes up his leg, which like
right.
did damage to him and caused him to retreat.
Yeah. So he leaves and dips. Then we cut to the spaceship again, where Mara and Capri are getting pampered for having such a good monster. Okay. Sounds okay to me.
I don't know. Everything is just like 0 to 60.
Yeah. Well, it's a racing episode, you see. So we come back to Ninja Ops after this weird pampering thing, and Cam's like, I've been searching Gold Goblin. I've been doing a scan on Gold Goblin or whatever, and he's got human DNA. And they're like, oh, that's weird. And they're like, yeah, so he's not one of Lothar's. Even though Lothar is a human himself.
He only fights exclusively with non-human monsters.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, he's a human, but he got mutated. He also got dirt bike DNA in him, I guess.
Yeah, I'm getting human DNA and motor oil.
Yeah, you know, and then like some, I think this, maybe the human DNA is Travis Pastrana.
Is that a dirt bike guy?
Yeah, it's the only dirt bike guy I know. Even though every time I say that, you mention another dirt bike guy that you know, and I go, oh, right, and then I forget about him immediately.
Is it Corey Hart?
Yes.
Yeah, he married Pink.
Oh, okay,
him. I don't know if they're still married, but they were.
Well, you know, who knows? Then we cut to the racetrack, and Blake and Hunter are waiting for Perry, and they're like, he's kind of, you know, Hunter's like, I don't know, he's weird, I don't think he's going to show up. And Blake's like, no, I thought he was all right, he just... You know, we were accosting him, so he was being a little cagey.
We just had to assert dominance.
Yeah, and so now he'll do whatever we say, because we alphaed on him. Yeah. Blake doesn't say that. That's not a Blake thing.
No, but it's what happens.
It is what happened, yeah. So then Perry limps up with his big toolbox, and not cradling.
He limped up, do you get it?
Because
he hurt his leg?
Huh. Weird. I wonder how that happened. And they're like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Let me just get to work on this bike real quick.
I feel like normally this is what, like, we would get the shot of Hunter being like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I figured it out. But that doesn't happen until later. Instead, it's just for us to draw the parallel because everything happened so fast before now.
Even though... there's almost no way you wouldn't have known already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, soon as, like, Lothar doesn't know where he came from and he has human DNA, like, you put it together. It's a little weird when it goes from exploding Perry to monster with no connective tissue.
Yeah, to monster, but he's outside Perry's house. Right. So, like, who knows? Anyway, so he's like, yeah, let me just get this socket wrench out and I'll start doing the... And then he has, like, a muscle spasm. He's like, I gotta go! And then he, like, runs and just, like, leaves. And they're like, Perry, wait a minute. Okay.
Wait, Perry, you did nothing.
You didn't do anything. Are you okay? You seem like you're in some sort of duress.
He left his toolbox.
Hey, Perry would never do that. There's one thing I know about Perry. He loved that toolbox like a baby.
He cradled it like a baby. He's not just going to leave it behind.
No. And this is when I was like, oh, no, we're going to get another fly episode. But then I was like, oh, wait, no, it's a Jekyll and Hyde, which is slightly different. So we see him transform into Gold Goblin. I think back at his lab, I don't actually remember, but he's like, oh, what's going on? And he transforms into Gold.
Yeah, because he like falls behind a table in his lab.
Yeah. So then, you're right. Because he falls behind the table and then he Gold Goblin is then there, but it's not necessarily like the episode's being weirdly coy, but also very blunt about who this is. Yeah,
it's definitely, well, I guess it's not quite a Green Goblin situation where both personalities exist at the same time.
Later they will kind of tiptoe into that, but they don't really.
But they're, I don't even know if Perry's really aware of Motodrone.
It seems like he is at one point, but then at the end he's like, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, but Motodrone is definitely just like, no, I'm forcing Terry's consciousness out. Like I'm just, I'm just suppressing him so that I can be.
Yeah, I put him in a little computer in my chest, and so at some point someone will see a baby, and he will go, there is hope. Like when evil robot Jafar did that, whose name I cannot remember. From Time Force.
I don't know.
I have no idea what that robot was called. Anyway, that's going to bug me. I'll look it up later. We're already way into this episode. So then he has his bike, and Cam's like, hey, he's back. The Thunder Rangers are like, all right, yeah, we'll go take care of it. So then they go, and we cut to the other Power Rangers, and they're just, like, sparring near a river, like, with their swords. Like, yeah, we got to keep our skills sharp so we can – because we got beat up by that guy last time, so we need to, like, get better. And then we cut back up to the spaceship, and Lothar's like, hey, Zergain, while Gold Goblin is taking care of Thunder Rangers, why don't you go make yourself useful and go kill the Wind Rangers? And he's like, God, thank you, please. He's like giving Capri a pedicure or something. He's like, thank you, I want to get out of here so bad, thank you.
Capri, yeah, because they have facials, and Mara's getting like a massage or something. Capri's getting a pedicure. Yeah. And Capri's there and hears Lothar tell Zergain, hey, go kill the Power Rangers as commanded by me, the leader of this ship and army.
Yeah.
And he goes off and Capri's like, hey, you're not done. So Capri,
it's gone to her head.
You're getting too cocky. You're
you didn't do anything, and now you're getting cocky about it. So then Zergain shows up with some Zackies. Rangers fight the Zackies. We cut between this and Gold Goblin fighting the Thunders. Gold Goblin gets the upper hand. Rangers fight off the Zackies. They all leave. Cut back. Or Cam's like, hey, the Thunders are fighting Gold Goblin. You need to go help. They're like, all right, we're on it. And then we cut back there, and Blake is like hurt. I was like, I can take him by myself. And so he starts running at him and goes to like hit him and just disappears.
Yeah, he shoots motor drone, shoots a laser at Hunter or something, shoots some kind of a beam at him and just zaps him out of there.
He's just gone.
Yep.
And we're like, okay, bye, Hunter. You're dead now. Sorry. Rangers show up right after this happens, and they're like, beans.
Yeah, what happened when they fought Zergain? Did they just like truck him and leave?
They just beat up all the Zackies, and then I think they hit Zergain two times, and he was like, well, we're going to go then, because all the Zackies were running away, and he's like, and then left.
Zergain sucks.
He kind of sucks. I like him sometimes. I like him as the guy who goes like, hey, hold on, I don't think, and then they're like, shut up, Zergain. He's like, all right, fine. But like, he also isn't very good at his job.
No, he's bad at fighting.
No. So then we cut to Perry's lab, where Gold Goblin has Hunter transformed, like morphed, hooked up in that chair thing. And this is when he's like, I'm gonna pump your brain into this motorcycle. I'm gonna turn you into a dirt bike. Cause I need more power. Oh, and then you're it.
Yeah, this is weird. I guess this will be shown later that we'll be able to like connect the dots of the sheet that Hunter lifted to this motorcycle. Yeah. Because it's different from the monster cycle.
Yeah.
But he's like, I need to energize it with your Power Ranger brain waves, I guess.
I think he's like, I'm just gonna suck out all your juice, put it in the bike, and then I'll have a really cool rad bike. Cooler than my rad bike that's three different bikes. This one all has one color theme.
All I do is make bikes.
That's what Gold Goblin wants
his
to do.
Gold Goblin.
See where the light is.
His monster power is motorcycles.
Yeah. And it's simple, and I kind of like it. He zaps Hunter. He, like, hits a button, and Hunter's like, and then, like, I guess a bunch of his power goes into the bike because Hunter demorphs. But then that makes Perry de-transform for, like, a second. He's like, oh, where am I? What's going on? And Hunter's like, oh, Perry, doesn't matter. Get me out of this thing. He's like, okay. And he's like, all right. And he goes to, like, help him out. And then he turns back into Gold Goblin. He's like, nah. Perry sucks. I'm in charge. You're not getting out of that chair. And then I don't remember what happens next, actually. Because then we just cut to Ninja Ops again, I think.
I think so.
Where they're like, all right, we're done scanning the DNA, and there's just a picture of Perry, and then the Gold Goblin mask pops up. And like, it's him. Okay. I think it would have been better if Blake would have put together, like, oh, Perry was limping, Hunter hit Gold Goblin in the leg, like, you first saw Gold Goblin at Perry's house, so, like, maybe there's a connection there, but instead they just did a scan, and there was some clip art of his face, and they're like, oh, there he is.
And they put the mask over, they were like, exactly, it's perfect.
It fits so perfectly. So they go to run off, but Sensei stops them real quick. He's like, Blake, I know you're worried about Hunter, but Perry is also a human, so don't just kill him.
Don't be like Wes and murder a man.
And just kill a man because he had the audacity to wear a night outfit to a movie theater like a dork. What was Evil Robot Jafar's name? Frax.
There it is.
It was Frax. God, that was going to bug me all day. So then the three Wind Rangers are like, hey, go, Goblin. Your motorcycle sucks. And he's like, I'll show you. And he leaves. He gets goaded immediately. So then they are leaving. They're like, we challenge you to a race. And they speed off. He's like, oh, I'm going to get you. So he chases them. And then Cam and Blake, unmorphed, sneak in to Perry's place. And they see Hunter all tied up. And they're like, we got to get him out of here. And Blake's like, hey, Hunter, did you know that it's Perry? He's like, yes, Perry, I know.
They're in Perry's house. Like, they got, okay, Cam and Blake tracked it down and to go to Perry's lab to rescue Hunter, and Hunter's like, hey, I figured it out, and they're like, yeah, no shit.
Well, see, I thought, I don't know, maybe I heard it backwards, but I thought Blake was like, hey, Hunter, did you know that it's Perry? And Hunter was like, yeah, duh, because I did see him transform into Gold Goblin a minute ago.
Yeah, yeah, Hunter's like lying in the chair, gasping and just like super tired. And he's like, hey, it's, hey, the gold guy. And Blake's like, yeah, I know, it's Perry.
So we got it. We figured it out. Blake's like, you stay here and help, to Cam. He's like, you stay here and help Hunter out of there. Make sure he doesn't die because all of his brain juice is out of his body or whatever. I'm going to go kill Gold Goblin for this. And he leaves. And then Cam's like, oh, what a cool place. And Hunter's like, you got nerd envy, you big nerd. Help Hunter's, me out of this chair.
Hunter's
please.
Dying strapped to a mad scientist chair, and he's still roasting Cam.
And he's like, I don't know what he did, but I think he put my brain in that motorcycle. And he's like, let me check. And Cam like taps the computer. He's like, all right, so he used your energy on it, but it looks like he only made a copy or an imprint, so I should be able to just put your energy back into you. And Hunter's like, cool. What about the bike, though? And that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Unless Hunter is worried about the motorcycle, like the motorcycle's well-being.
Yeah. Is the bike okay?
Is it going to be okay now that I have bike my, is the motorcycle my son now?
Yeah. The bike didn't ask for this.
Don't hurt the bike. It didn't mean it. But like, if you know what's about to happen, you're like, oh, okay, because the toy synergy, basically.
Right.
So we cut to Mara and Capri, and they're like, man, Gold Goblin's so dreamy. And Mara's like, yeah, I wish we actually knew him. And Lopez's like, what was that? And they're like, nothing. He's doing a great job, right? But then Sir Gain, a snitch, is like, hey, I found your class photo from when you were at band camp, and I don't see Motodrone in here anywhere. And he shows a picture of them dressed as Scottish Girl Scouts holding instruments.
At Evil Space Band Camp, I guess.
Evil Space Band Camp. This one time at Evil Space Band Camp. From those movies? From the American Pie movies?
Yeah, I know.
Remember how there was that joke? It turned out that Allison Hannigan was like very horny, actually, and that was the whole bit. Remember when movies just were like gross and sucked, but they went to movie theaters and everybody watched them?
Teens watched them.
I was a teens then, so everybody I knew watched them. And then now I remember this one time at band camp, like once a month or so, and I'm like, God, please stop plaguing me with this. I've grown past you.
Yeah, I mean, what else was there to American Pie? Shannon Elizabeth's boobs are in it.
Shannon Elizabeth's boobs are in it. Jason Biggs has sex with a pie.
And Eugene Levy catches him.
And his dad, Eugene Levy's like, hey, don't tell your mom. And I guess the implication was, we're just going to put the pie back?
No, there's a scene where they're sitting at the table, and the dad is just like, well, just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Okay, good.
As they sit at the table with a f***ed pie in front of them.
I don't know how much of this is making it in the episode. When I was a teen boy, I also was extremely horny. I get it. Not once did I go, yeah, I could I could f*** that pie.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You didn't have one of your friends that you asked, hey, what does it feel like, say, warm apple pie.
You got me there.
Which puts the idea in the head, and then he's like, well, I'm just going to put my d*** right in that.
He's just going to do it. He's going to do it then. Let's see what happens. Also in that movie, they basically, like, blackmail Shannon Elizabeth with her nudes. It's gross. It's a bad movie. Anyway,
they also live stream that.
Yeah, which is like not only like an invasion of privacy, but also illegal and a terrible thing to do. So like bad movies all around. But Stifler was there. That's it. That's all.
He beer.
What a terrible movie. We gotta stop talking about American Pie. So Zurgain snitches on them and Lothar's like, I'm mad at you now. And then we cut away. And I genuinely don't remember if that comes back up.
I feel like he punished them in some way.
I don't remember how. Maybe I wrote it down later, but I just do not remember it. So we cut to, or he's like, Zurgain, do something. Just go do something. I don't know what. So we cut to the Wind Rangers, and they're trying to reason. They're like, Perry, we know you're in there. Come on out. And Gold Goblin is like, nope, Perry's dead. It's just me now, and I'm going to kill you. And then so Zurgain and some Zaki show up to help Gold Goblin. But Gold Goblin is so mad that, like, Perry's trying to get through that he just runs them all over and kills them.
He says, before he runs them over, he yells, he's like, I work for no one. And then rides his motorcycle at them.
He just likes dirt bikes. He doesn't care about world domination or killing the Power Rangers. He just wants to make the most perfect dirt bike.
He does want world domination. He said that
via
back
dirt
in,
bikes.
He said that back in the lab. He's like, I'm making these dirt bikes so I can take over the world with them.
Me and all my dirt bikes are going to rule the world.
Also, I don't think they're dirt bikes. I think they're street bikes. Because Dustin specifically says that later. He's like, yeah. I don't really care for street bikes, but that was cool.
That was neat. You're right. So Blake and him end up racing and they get to a cliff and Blake is off the motorcycle and he's like staring down like, you hurt my brother, you dirty rat, I'm gonna kill you. And then we cut back to the Rangers who are all like downed and surrounded by Zackies who are like coming to murder them. And they're like, oh no, what do we do? And then there's like this giant magenta explosion. And I'm like, okay. And then in rides Hunter on his new cool motorcycle. Which looks like a grandpa motorcycle.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like an old 1950s motorcycle with a big plastic cover on it.
You know how like in like 90s movies, like the cop, I don't know if they're still like this, but the cop motorcycles always had like the big fronts and like the giant like saddle buckets. Yeah. It's like that.
What did they keep in there?
I don't know.
Their lunch?
Their lunch, like a cooler for their lunch. Guns to shoot unarmed black people with? I don't know. Could be anything.
Tear gas.
Tear gas illegally.
You just open them and tear gas pours out.
Which you can't use in wars, but you can use on the street, I guess. Anyway, so Hunter's on the new cool bike, and Dustin's like, this is when he's like, yeah, I don't really like street bikes, but that's pretty cool. And Dustin, I know you gotta sell the toy, but like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you like this bike. So Hunter goes after Blake. Before he gets to Blake, Gold Goblin just straight up laser blasts Blake right in the chest and shoots him off a cliff. And, like, the actor flies off a cliff on wires.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks scary and cool. So then Hunter drives his bike off the cliff. A bad idea. But it's okay. Because the bike is also a hang glider.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because the bike turns into, like, a big hang glider.
Yep.
I guess the answer is no, but my question is this a muscle butt suit?
No. It's sort of like a mega battle.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But it's not quite a muscle butt suit, because in the credits, Shane has a muscle butt suit in the new credits.
Oh,
I don't know if you noticed that.
I skipped them, so well, I didn't notice that. I always skip the intro. It saves me 30 seconds.
I never skip it, because I think that song slaps. But yeah, he's got a new muscle butt suit in the intro, so that'll happen at some point.
I'll have to watch it on the next episode so I can see what that looks like.
Yeah, so then he swoops in, he saves him, and then he swoops back around, shoots Gold Goblin and blows him up. you know how Perry's in there? Hunter didn't get to talk about how Perry is still a person and you shouldn't kill him.
Thankfully, he didn't.
Yeah, I guess he just shot Perry out of him.
He blew the armor off of him, but he was definitely transforming back and forth.
Yeah, but maybe it was like a morph kind of thing where like...
Oh, maybe.
You know, because Power Rangers can do that. So maybe it was some sort of similar thing. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he got some Morphin Grid juice in his bike.
Maybe. The only thing that contradicts that for me is the end of the episode.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Because when you shoot a Power Ranger out of their morph...
Their armor's not like
their armor's not in pieces on the ground, yeah.
Yeah. Look, it wasn't a complete morph. It was, you know, because it's like monsters and there was like lightning, some tubes, so like who knows. So they're like, Perry, are you okay? They run up in their stable. He's like, Perry, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I can't remember anything. I feel like I've been in a weird dream. They're like, oh, well, hey, you fell off your bike or something. And he's like, oh, hey, in my dream, you were Power Rangers. For a second, I was like, I don't know when he would think that. But then he did see Hunter demorph as him. So that makes sense. But they're like, no, that's not it. And then Blake's like, yeah, Hunter would never be a Power Ranger. And Hunter's like, I'd be a pretty good one, I think, actually. And they're like, Hunter, be cool.
And then Perry's like, no, I don't think any of you would actually be good Power Rangers.
And they like walk away and we cut up, or we don't cut up, we just like, it's later. And they just left all this rubble and stuff on the ground. Because we walk up and Zurgane picks up an arm, like one of Gold Goblin's just straight up arms, and is like, I am recruiting you. And I'm like, what?
I don't know.
He's not in there anymore. I don't know what you mean.
Nope.
So we cut to later. Perry's working on a bike. And they're like, hey, I thought you quit working on bikes.
This was the first ending of the episode.
Yeah.
Because it fades to black and then like hangs there for 1 second. But
wait, there's more.
Credits are going to start. And then it comes back in and I was like, oh, okay.
And Perry's he's working on, I think it's Hunter's bike. And they're like, hey, I thought you were done with bikes. And he's like, nah, just my special projects. I took that chair to the scrapyard because, like, oh, boy, it only went bad. I don't really remember, but I just knew I should get rid of it for some reason. And they're like, yeah, okay. And he's like, yeah, the Power Rangers came by and they said, thanks for the cool bike. They love it. And they're going to use it to kill bad guys and stuff. And that's pretty cool. And they're like, yeah, okay, neat. So I guess at some point the Power Rangers were like, hey, we did steal your bike because Crimson Ranger's blood is in it now and it only works for him. Is it cool if we take it? We're the Power Rangers. And Perry's like, yeah, totally. Dope.
I did want to point out when Hunter first showed up on it that it's like perfectly color-coded to him and has his symbol on it.
Yes, the little symbol is on one of the tail fins.
At first I was like, why did Motodrone make a bike for the Crimson Rangers? But then Cam does have a throwaway line where he says, I modified it.
Yeah, I did some modification. I took some time to spray paint a little logo on it. Okay, Cam. Seems like a good use of resources and time. Blake was about to be shot off the cliff. It's a good thing it didn't take too much longer for the paint to dry, I guess. So then they're like, yeah, okay, cool. And then we cut back up to Lothar's ship. And they have a loosely reassembled Gold Goblin on a table. And Lothar's like, did you get all the pieces? And Zurgane's like, or I think it's Jubo, is like, pretty sure. And Lothar looks at him like, God, I hate you, and I wish you were dead.
I wish I could put you inside your own backpack.
And you know what? Same. And they're like, yeah. So we also got this chair from the scrapyard from Perry. And it's Perry's chair. And they're like, all right. So basically, I forget who's explaining it to who, but I think Zurgane's like, so... energy, life force energy goes in through it, and that'll go into the suit, this thing, and then that'll make Motodrone again, basically. And they're like, all right, cool. So then Capri Frog marches a Zaki up who looks terrified.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want to do this.
No, they're like, wait, we're just going to sacrifice you, Zaki? Hope that's cool. And he's because, like, there's no speech, and his face is like a picture of a centipede on a helmet. But, like, the body language is so clear.
Yeah.
So they sit him in this thing. They lock him in. They hit the button. The Zaki dies because they took his life force out. But nothing happens. And they're like, ah, well, I guess it didn't work. Let's walk away.
Nothing happens in the 2 seconds that they stay there, because then they leave. They're like, well, that was an instant, so it must not have worked.
No, all right.
Transferring life force from one thing to another probably should take 0 seconds.
It should be immediate. So they walk away, and then the lights flicker on the gold goblin, like the eyes flicker.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Zaki is gold goblin now.
Yeah, you think, like, it's going to be a significantly weaker version because it's powered by one Zaki, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, it definitely sounds like they were like, did you get all the pieces? And they were like, we don't think so. So like,
I feel like that might come back up. Yeah. Where they're going to like kick it in the back and it's going to pop apart like a crash test dummy.
But that's the end of the episode. That's the second end of the episode and the real one this time. So, Josh, I started.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best?
You know, I did think I had one, but now I don't know that I do.
Bummer.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know if I have one, and I'm trying really hard not to say Tori's hair. Because I did genuinely like this episode, even if it was a little, like, uneven and weirdly paced and, like, a lot was happening.
Yeah.
I still thought it was a good episode.
Yeah, I don't think it was bad.
But I still think the best thing was that Tori's hair was really pretty in this episode, even though she was only on screen for maybe 30 total seconds.
I didn't notice Tori's hair, so I'm not going to best that.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect you to. That'd be weird.
I don't know. I do really like Moto Drone. I like it when they can't hurt a monster unless they, like, I feel like when Hunter hurt it, when he cut up the leg and, like, hurt Moto Drone, it was because he got, like, between the armor plates.
He got parry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do really like that.
Maybe the best is Sensei going, like, hey, there's a human in there. You can't just haul off and murder him with Power Ranger powers.
I think the best is the relationship between Perry and his toolbox.
It's a love that you rarely see on Power Rangers. Between a man and his tools. I think I'm going to best Sensei being like, hey, just a reminder, don't kill humans. It's bad. And Blake going like, right, got it. We will keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I gave a lot of options.
Well, you got to pick one, Josh. It's not a couple bet. It's the best.
And the best is...
just say Man in Toolbox if that's what you want it to be.
That's what I said. That's the last thing I said. That's what I'm going with.
All right, it's Man
Perry
in Toolbox.
Perry in his toolbox. They're the best, man.
Runner up. Genuinely, to Tori's hair. I think it was really cute. I don't know why. The worst is the pacing.
I think the pacing, specifically, I don't know if this actually is a pacing issue, but just how coy they are about, like, who Moto Drone is.
Yeah.
Until they say it. It's a little much. It's a little heavy-handed.
Yeah, I didn't so much mind that. And again, this episode felt like it was, like, 40 minutes long for me, but then, like, thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, no, it's probably only a 10-minute episode. But, like, I kept pausing because there's so much stuff crammed in that I have to keep pausing to like write stuff down so I can not remember everything, and someone could go, hey, you forgot about this one thing, and I go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I feel like because of the way it's paced and stuff, it's an episode that is good, but when watched under scrutiny like this, kind of falls apart a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say pacing for worst. Who's the MVP?
I guess it's Hunter?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Hunter.
I'm going to give it to Blake.
That was the only other one I was thinking of. But I still think I'm going to go with Hunter.
I'm going to go with Blake because even though they did like bully him in the beginning, I kind of want to give it to Perry for being like a cool guy who's like, hey, I can fix that in 2 hours and then did it.
I just will.
And then just left. It wasn't like, hey, I would like compensation or anything. You know what? I'm giving it to Perry. I'm gonna MVP Perry. That's just weird.
He just hangs out at the motocross fixing bikes because he loves to do
it. It's the love of the game, baby, and I appreciate that. Put your little cord thing down. I can hear you playing with it.
I don't have it. I don't know what you mean.
No, I know what that sound is, Josh.
That sound could be anything. I think that was on your end, actually.
Oh, okay, was it? Okay.
Maybe it's in the middle. I don't know.
Somewhere between Texas and Kentucky, there was a little clickety. Okay. We got to rank the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I want to put it kind of high, but not like super duper high. I think it was a very good episode. And I do, even though there were two endings, I do love how it ended, but it was not a cliffhanger necessarily, but it was like a, hey, this is going to lead to more, which Power Rangers usually is really clean about their endings. They're like, this episode is over now.
Yeah, I am glad that Moto Drone isn't just one and done, because I do think he's one of the better monsters so far this season.
Yeah, I think Dwayne should hire Perry to work at his shop.
Yeah.
I just want Dwayne back. Where's Dwayne Wheeler? Where he been?
Release the Dwayne cut.
All right, so immediately I'm looking at, like, I Love Lothar Pork Chopped kind of area. It's a little high, but...
That's a little high, but I feel like that's the right kind of vibe. I don't really remember Pork Chopped, and I barely remember I Love Lothar outside of the he does a silly sitcom show to brainwash.
It brainwashed all the people watching it into loving Lothar.
Right.
The Pork Chopped episode, that's when Christina was on, the popcorn, all the popcorn bucket stuff was in that one.
Oh, yeah, the movie theater one. I don't know if it goes above Pork Chopped.
I think I might put it above I Love Lothar, though.
I think so.
All right, so coming in at the new number 5, Brothers in Arms. Hey, do you think that title refers to the fact that in the very beginning there were just two arms on a motocross bike, and at the end Zergain was like, I have this arm now?
I don't know. It's a weird title when you think about the context of the episode.
There was not a... Because, like, Hunter and Blake also were, like, kind of separate the whole time. Not, like, separate, but, like, they weren't, like, united, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, about Hunter and Blake. It was about Hunter.
And then, like, Blake had to help... Had to fix that.
But when Blake
like,
went
to, about it.
Even when Blake went to rescue them, he brought Cam.
So... Unless Perry is a secret third brother. Probably not. I feel like they would know. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what's the next episode called? Did you see?
It was called... Oh, Jake.
Oh, no.
It's only two parts. It's Shane's Karma, part one.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess this is the only episode this week. Surprise!
Oh, yeah. Now we got back-to-back two-parters.
Okay, well, that's easy. Two-parters is just a regular week.
Yeah.
All right, dope. Well, we will see you for Shane's Karma Part 1 Monday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Is Tucker, like, punching something outside your door?
It's my chair.
Oh, okay. I was like, I keep hearing, like, a clicking or it sounds like someone knocking something around.